Hello, I'm Hilary, and you're listening to an Adept English podcast designed to help you learn to speak English fluently. I love the English language, and I help hundreds of thousands of listeners speak English every month. Listen to this podcast today and see how your fluency improves. Hi, and welcome to this latest podcast from Adept English. Do you know this is our 400th podcast? How about we work on some vocabulary today? One of the things which is difficult in English is that we have a lot of words, but also that some words have more than one meaning. And some words have a lot of different meanings. If you look them up in the dictionary, they may have four or five different meanings in different contexts. So today, how about we look at a verb which can be used in different ways? Again, it's the helping hand of Adept English, or our Rule 6. Trying to help you out with understanding, giving you shortcuts, or explaining things in the English language which are confusing. So here goes. What do you understand by the verb to charge? What's its meaning? Well, first of all, a very common use of this verb, the verb to charge, C-H-A-R-G-E, if your phone or your tablet runs out of electricity, we would say either, oh, the battery is flat, or, oh, it's run out of charge, I need to charge my phone. I need to charge my tablet. And then we would go and plug the device in, into the electricity supply in the wall. And the battery then would charge up and the device would be ready to use again. So vocabulary here, to charge in this context, means to fill it up with electricity and then you can use it again without any wires while you're mobile, while you're moving around. And batteries, B-A-T-T-E-R-I-E-S, or one single battery, B-A-T-T-E-R-Y, that's the part of your phone or your tablet which holds the electricity. We might talk about battery life. How long does your phone battery last once you've charged it? Well, with mine, perhaps a day. Okay, so that's one use of this verb. Another very common use of to charge. If you charge someone, that means that you expect them to pay you money, presumably because you've supplied them with goods or you've performed a service for them. So you might come across the phrase free of charge. That means it's free, you don't have to pay. So to charge or a charge, as first is a verb, the second is a noun, meaning a fee, a cost, a price. It means if there's a charge, you have to pay money. You might ask your hairdresser, how much do you charge for a cut and blow dry? Or do you charge extra for a beard trim or to trim my eyebrows? We're all in need of a trim at the moment, perhaps. Or you can visit the art gallery free of charge, maybe. Okay, so you can charge your phone battery and you can charge a fee. You can request that someone pays you. What other meanings does to charge have? Another way in which this verb is used, you can say, charge it to my account. So if you are a regular user of a service, a regular customer, it might be at the florist, say, the flower shop, or when you're staying in a hotel, you might have a running account, A-C-C-O-U-N-T, with them. An account means that they don't charge you separately for each service as you take it. Instead, an account is a record of all that you've had, and then you pay them on a regular basis. Another word we use for an account, especially one behind a bar like this, we might say a tab, T-A-B, put it on my tab. So if you say charge it to my account, it just means put this charge onto the record that you hold for me and I will pay later. I will pay you in due course. In a hotel, if you're in the restaurant or the bar enjoying a meal, that feels like fantasy right now, doesn't it? If you're in a bar or a restaurant, you might enjoy your meal and then the waiter may say, which room number shall I charge this to? Meaning at the end of your stay, they'll total up the whole bill, including the meal, and it's associated with your room number. And you'll pay it when you pay the bill for your room. So perhaps slightly confusing here. In one sense, if you charge something like a phone battery, you're filling it up. You're filling it with electricity. And yet if I say charge my account or charge it to my credit card, that's going to be what we call a debit. You're taking away money. But often with the word charge, we're talking about a fee, a payment, a financial transaction. So one person makes payment, another person receives payment. And we'd say that the one who is making payment is being charged and the person who receives payment is charging. Just pausing there to say that if you like our podcasts and you'd like to support Adept English, then buying one of our courses or particularly our podcast bundles is a good way of supporting us to continue making podcasts and helping you with your English. We have hundreds of podcasts for you, not just the latest 70 podcasts on the website. And in fact, as I said earlier, this is podcast number 400. So there are a lot of them. And you can buy our previous podcasts for a small fee, a small download fee, and have all that English language to listen to. And it will really help your English language learning. But another way that you can support us, even if you don't buy anything, if you like what we're doing, then please, whatever platform you use to listen to us, whatever app you use, please give us a review, a like, a thumbs up, just to show your feelings. And also, if you support us like this, it helps Adept English become more popular. More people can then find help with their English language learning and we can continue to make courses and podcasts. So help us and give us a like, give us a review and also visit our website at adeptenglish.com to have a look at our courses and podcasts. Another use of the verb to charge. If you're in trouble with the police and they arrest you, to arrest, A-R-R-E-S-T, means that the police force you to go with them, probably to the police station to be questioned. Then, if they think that there is enough evidence that you've done something wrong, they may formally charge you with an offence, with a wrongdoing. So again, this verb to charge, both a verb and a noun here, means that the police think you've done something wrong. So if you're facing a burglary charge, that means the police think you entered someone's house and stole their things. That's burglary, B-U-R-G-L-A-R-Y. Or you could be charged with driving without due care and attention. So that's when you're suspected of causing an accident by driving badly. We talk about someone facing charges or going to court on a charge of arson, for example. Arson, A-R-S-O-N, that's a really serious charge. That's when someone has purposefully set fire to something and destroyed it. A further meaning of this verb to charge? It means to run quickly towards something. So we would talk about a bull or a horse charging, meaning that it was running quickly with force towards something or someone. Bulls charge people purposefully sometimes. Very scary. I remember a bull charging once when I was visiting the Lake District in the north of England and the farmer trying to catch the bull that had got out onto the road. Not very successfully either. A charge might be used in a military context, in a battle, especially a historic battle where there may be a charge when one army runs towards another army to attack it. The charge of the Light Brigade. This happened during the Crimean War in Russia at Balaclava in 1854. That's now in Ukraine. The story of the Light Brigade being sent to the wrong battle and suffering heavy loss of life was immortalised in a poem called The Charge of the Light Brigade by Alfred Lord Tennyson. which is why the title, The Charge of the Light Brigade, sticks in people's minds, even if they don't know the poem or the story behind it. So, a bull or a horse or an army regiment might charge. We also might talk about ourselves more figuratively, charging around. You might say, I don't like my boss. He's always charging around, telling everyone what to do. You might say, I've been charging around all morning, trying to get the food shopping done, the car sorted, and my cat to the vet. So if you have a lot of jobs to do, a lot of tasks, which demand that you go to lots of different places, you might say, I've been charging around. It means energetically moving with purpose and direction. And just a final point about this word's origins, its etymology. The etymology of a word, etymology, is where it comes from, its origins. And charge comes from the Latin carus, carrus, meaning a load, as in the English word carriage or to carry. So a load is something heavy that needs carrying. So to charge means to load something up or to fill something. I just thought I'd add that in case it helps you get your head around the different meanings. It makes more sense when you know the origin of the word. That's probably enough to take on board for now. It covers the main meanings of the verb to charge. Don't forget to listen to the podcast several times so that the words stick in your mind and the different meanings. Enough for now. Have a lovely day. Speak to you again soon. Goodbye. That's the end of this podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. You can listen to hundreds more podcasts and learn more about our approach to language learning with our free English language course available at adeptenglish.com. If you're serious about your English language learning and you want to go further and progress faster, we have English courses ready to download at adeptenglish.com today.